Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 21. Welcome again to English as a Second Language Podcast. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, please go to our website at www.eslpod.com. That's www.eslpod.com. To find out more information about this podcast and to see the text or script for the first part of our podcast. Today we're going to talk about talking about yourself. I'm going to tell a little bit about my personal history, what I have done, where I am from, and then, as usual, we'll talk about the vocabulary and expressions. Here we go. Well, I was born and raised in Minnesota, in St. Paul, Minnesota, to be exact. I won't say how long ago that was, but let's just say I'm no spring chicken. I grew up there with my rather large family of 8 brothers and 2 sisters. I was the baby of the family, but I swear I wasn't spoiled. We were 13 in all, probably the biggest family in the neighborhood, maybe in the state. I had a mostly happy childhood. My father and mother didn't have a lot of money, but we were never worried about keeping up with the Joneses. I wasn't much into sports like my brothers were, but I enjoyed reading and listening to music growing up. I went to grade school near my house, and then to a high school about 2 miles from where I lived. After graduating from high school, I went on to the University of Minnesota to get my bachelor's degree. It took me a while to learn the ropes at the university, but I finally graduated nearly 6 years later. Better late than never, as my father used to say. I then went to Mexico for a couple of years to teach English and to study Spanish. When I returned, I decided to become a teacher, so I went back to school to get my master's degree. After teaching for a few years, I was offered a job in California. So I moved to Los Angeles in 1991. After working here a few years, I went back to school again to get my PhD. I was starting to become a professional student. Well, I finished up my degree in 4 years and then taught at the university for several years. Now, I work at a small research organization here in L.A. I am happily married, and I still enjoy reading and listening to music, and, of course, hosting ESL Podcast. Now let's talk about some of the vocabulary and expressions I used when describing myself. I said that I was born and raised in Minnesota. This is a common expression. I was born and raised, meaning I was born there and I grew up there. Some people say I was born in New York, but I was raised in Ohio. To be raised is the place where you actually spend most of your time growing up. You can also say, I'm a native of Minnesota. To be a native of means to be born there. I'm a native of Minnesota. I'm a native of the United States. You can also simply say, I'm from. I'm from Minnesota. Can mean I was born there, or it could mean that's where I live right now. If I were to introduce myself to someone, I would probably say, I'm from Los Angeles, not I'm from Minnesota. But if they asked me where I was from originally, I might say, oh, I'm from Minnesota. So it can be a little confusing. I said that I was no spring chicken. This is an old expression. To be a spring chicken means to be very young. He's no spring chicken means he's probably old. He's not young. I said that although I was the baby of the family, I swear I wasn't spoiled. To swear something here means to say truthfully, to promise that you are telling the truth. Ironically, to swear also means to use bad language, vulgar language. But here it means to promise. So I promise I wasn't spoiled. To be spoiled means to get everything you want and not be very appreciative or very nice about it. We sometimes use the expression a spoiled brat, B-R-A-T. A spoiled brat is usually a child who doesn't behave very well because his parents have given him or her everything that he or she has wanted and have never disciplined the child. I said that I had a mostly happy childhood. This is a common expression. Did you have a happy childhood? Means, did you have a good childhood? Was it mostly happy? I said that my parents were never worried about keeping up with the Joneses. This is an old expression meaning trying to be as good as your neighbor or trying to have as much money as someone else. To keep up with the Joneses means to be competing, to be trying to be as wealthy, as rich as someone else. I said that I went to grade school near my house. Grade school is, depending on where you live in the United States, usually the first 6 to 8 years of your schooling. Sometimes we call this elementary school. Sometimes we call it primary school. All of these are the same: grade school, elementary school, primary school. After primary school or grade school, you go to high school. High school is usually the last 3 or 4 years of your education. After high school, I said that I went on to the University of Minnesota. To go on means, of course, to continue. Usually, we use that expression in talking about education. For example, he went to the University of Maryland and then went on to Harvard. Means he studied at the University of Maryland and then he studied at Harvard. I said it took me a while to learn the ropes at the university. To learn the ropes means to get used to get accustomed to be able to understand what the procedures are. You can use this expression for almost anything. Usually it's for something that might be a little complicated. For example, I started a new job yesterday. It's difficult, but I think eventually I will learn the ropes, meaning I will learn how to do all the things I need to do. I said that it was I graduated 6 years after starting my bachelor's degree, and then I said, better late than never. This is a very common expression. Better late than never means it's better that you do something even though it takes you a long time, rather than never accomplishing it. I said that I decided to become a teacher after studying in Mexico. To become something, of course, means to be something, to turn into something. I want to become a good basketball player means I want to be, in the future, a good basketball player. I said that because I was going to school for so much, I was a professional student. This is a somewhat informal expression we use to describe people who go to school for a very, very long time, like me. I said that I finished up my degree in 4 years, my PhD. To finish up means to complete. It really means here the same as to finish. And often in English, we add prepositions like up and out and over, even though they don't really add much to the meaning. They don't change the meaning very much. I finished up my degree is the same as I finished my degree. I said that I now work for a small research organization here in LA. LA, of course, means Los Angeles, and many people just call it LA. I said I was happily married. Again, this is a very common expression. To be happily married means that everything is going fine in my marriage. That's going to do it for today's English as a Second Language podcast. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast and that you will email us to tell us who you are and where you are listening from. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. Please email us, tell us where you are, and if you have suggestions for future topics for our podcast, please email those as well. Once again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.